Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 30th of March, recording at 9:31 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. It was a quiet day overall. In Asia, the stock markets were mostly firmer. Japan up over 1% on the Nikkei. The China complex was firmer, particularly the H shares, which had a upside key day reversal 3 days ago and have followed through in the last 2 days. Thailand was up, retesting its high as well. In Europe, we saw modest losses across the boards, with the exception of Switzerland, which had a small gain. But I'm really talking about small losses. And in the Americas, again, very quiet action, mostly to the upside. Mexico is the exception, but only down 0.05 of 1%. Okay, what else? Long-dated government bonds. They are mostly a little steadier, although gilt prices were a little easier. The U.S. dollar was mixed up against the euro and the yen, but down against sterling and most of the commodity currencies, but not by much. And the precious metals, which had a good day yesterday, gave up a little bit of ground today, but again, not much. Well, gold is down 6.5 as I speak, just above 1,103. And what else to mention? Let's see. We have crude oil, up slightly, 82.44. That's been steady in here. And natural gas turned around and staged a bit of a rally today, up 70 cents. The industrial metals were mostly firmer, and the exception was lead, and the agricultural commodities quietly steady, mixed picture, but more quietly steady than declines. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, it's been a stellar performance in the seventh or eighth week on the upside. We have seen a lot of quiet activity recently because markets have been consolidating the short-term overbought conditions. But so far, the demand coming in after what was a period during that reaction to the trend mean that we have so often referred to, represented by the 200-day moving average, rising 200-day moving averages seen on weekly charts. The reaction sideways and down to that mean turned a lot of people bearish during that phase. But as you know, in an ongoing bull market, it usually proves to be a good buying opportunity, and so it was. And there's still cash coming in on the from the sidelines. Now, when that is finally dissipated, then we'll see the stock markets roll over, experience some downward dynamics, and get a consolidation of gains, a small pullback. In other words, if that happens anytime soon, as in the next week or two or three. However, if stock markets don't pull back and just keep moving upwards with very small little pause consolidations, such as we've seen in the last few weeks, then they will become considerably more overextended relative to their rising 200-day moving averages, and that will set the stage for another bigger reaction or perhaps another correction. But this is all within the confines of an ongoing bull market. And it's a point that we've stressed over and over again, and Owen has written it out in the copy for you to read today, should you wish to. All the factors that we see indicate that this is still a benign period for equities, and the primary direction is upwards. It's still a case of make hay while the sun shines, although what we know is that on all these momentum moves, that eventually the last trades that one is putting on do not work out, because hopefully you participate early, you participate in the middle stages, and if you participate in the latter stages of the rally, you're more likely to get caught on those last few positions. That's in terms of an overall trading perspective. Investors who are holding fuller money themes or high yield stocks, I think it's still a relatively relaxed period for you. Now, moving on, what about other markets? What about the precious metals? Well, they continue to underperform, and that is a disappointment. Although that said, you know, palladium, the leader, and I continue to place great store by commonality. Palladium is the leader of this cycle, and it's quite close to its highs for the year. So that's not a bad performance overall, although it needs to sustain an upward break, and that I would regard as as quite a bullish signal. Platinum's relatively firm as well. The industrial metals are quite firm. Why is gold underperforming? Well, more sellers than buyers would be the flippant comment, or it's not underperforming by all that much, so mostly offsetting buyers and sellers. Again, the flippant comment. But you can think of a number of reasons, or I can, and I've mentioned before that it's receiving more competition from stock markets, for instance. Whereas a year ago, gold was regarded as the only game in town. And we have all those sort of gold bug stories and rumors and all that conjecture about titanium covered gold bars and that there wasn't any gold in the ETF houses. Well, my hunch is mostly that's just sort of scare stuff, but it might have scared a few people out of those positions. That would hardly be surprising. And then, last but not least, we haven't heard yet that the IMF sales of gold have been completed. So that's a factor that may be a temporary impediment in the market. And then the dollar has been reasonably steady, but see my piece on the dollar in here today to say that the dollar is going up would be incorrect unless we're talking about the euro and sterling, both of which, incidentally, it looks a little bit overextended, but the dollar is going down against a number of Asian currencies and commodity currency. So very much a mixed picture. The real story in currencies has been the weakness of sterling, the weakness of the euro. I think the sterling news is so bad that it can only start to get better as we get closer to the announcement of that general election date, which is almost certainly going to be May 6th, so it's not all that far away. And I think if we had a I think any result is like other than a hung parliament is likely to steady sterling. The problems will remain for years, of course, but at least those are known problems, and sterling has already had a massive devaluation. So The obvious point is that sterling's closer to a major low than a major high. It's way, way, way below its major highs. Now, the euro, people are still going to fret over Greece and over Portugal, and still worry about the possibility of a domino effect in terms of sovereign debt problems. So that's likely to keep it from doing much on the upside, and I certainly don't think sterling's likely to do much on the upside except experience a little bit of short covering here, perhaps steady up a little bit within its ranges. But the currency that I think is most interesting right now is the Japanese yen. We know that the Japanese need a weaker currency because it's an export-dominated economy. We know now that the government is very keen to engineer a weaker yen. They've tried to do it with jawboning, and I believe they're now doing it with printing. And if they persist with that, then they'll eventually succeed. And the charts suggest that they are beginning to succeed. Now, I'm talking my book, but I've been talking about this for longer than I've held yen short positions, and I think that if we were to see yen weakness gather a bit of pace, I think a lot of those people who are currently short to the euro and are currently short sterling would cover those positions, producing little bounces in those two currencies, or maybe big bounces, and jump on the yen short trade, shorting it against the dollar, shorting it against, well, I'm short against the US dollar, and I'm also short against the Australian dollar. The short against the Australian dollar is doing better at the moment. What else? What else is interesting in here? I'm impressed by the industrial metal performance. I mean, it's been very fashionable to say that that's over, that they're going to go back down. We don't see it in the mining shares. We don't see it in the metal prices. Crude oil, I'm kind of hoping it stays range-bound, but it's pretty steady in this range. I wouldn't be at all surprised if there isn't some speculative activity there that could push that a bit higher. And on a quiet day, I think that's pretty much covered the highlights that I've noticed at any rate. So, all the best. Roll on tomorrow.